Welcome back to another Hilchos Shabbos. Here we're continuing the halachas of boina, of building on Shabbos. The halacha is that you're not allowed to add to any structure on Shabbos, and therefore the halacha is, for example, if you have a faucet, you want to attach a faucet to a sink on Shabbos, avada, that's also. Sure, that's also. But not only that, you're not allowed to tighten the faucet, it's a little loose, so you want to tighten the faucet. That's also on Shabbos. And that goes into the Isser of Boina on Shabbos. Since the faucet is part of the sink, and the sink is part of the cabinets, and the cabinets are part of the kitchen, and attached, usually screwed into the wall, it's a binyan, tightening that faucet will be an Isser of Boina deraisa. And therefore, there are some filters called the Easy Filter, that a lot of people in New York use it because of a shiloh about bugs, and it's a filter that they attach to the spout, to the faucet of the sink, and it comes on and off. The halach is to screw that on Shabbos is also because of boina. To put that filter on, it's paskin in Sefer Kovitz halachas, that even that easy filter, it's even though you sometimes change it in the weekday, you change it all the time, it's also to screw that in on Shabbos because that comes attached to part of the binyan, and it's also to do on Shabbos. The same would be, it's usually not so negeya, but to screw a light bulb into the fixture in the ceiling, that would also be a iser boina on Shabbos. Now, a big shaila is if you have a drawer that falls out on Shabbos. So at this point, we are talking about the halachas of binyan, not binyan bekelim. Now, what makes a dresser or a drawer a keli, and what makes it a binyan? So the halacha is if it's a very large utensil, then it's not called anymore a keli. It's not called the utensil. It's called a structure. It's called a binyan. The shear is in halacha. It's a shear between 0.33 and 0.57 cubic meters, which is basically 1 by 1 amma by 3 ammas. So if this dresser is 2 by 2 feet and 6 feet high, it's definitely too big of a structure to be called a utensil, and it's called a structure, it's called binyan. And for example, a refrigerator is called something that would be binyan. Therefore, if you have a very large dresser and the drawer falls out, you're not allowed to put that drawer back on the tracks and back in. That's also on Shabbos because of binyan, because that structure is called binyan. And especially if it's screwed into the wall, it's definitely a problem of binyan. So, for example, if one of your kitchen drawers came out, and usually those things are screwed into the wall, you are not allowed to replace that drawer, put it back in. You have to leave it out till after Shabbos, because that's a problem of binyan. Another shaila that's very common is a svarim, a bookcase, a svarim shrank. So there, if a shelf comes out of a svarim shrank, usually a svarim shrank is very big, if it's a big one, so it's not called a keli, and sometimes it's screwed into the wall. So if a shelf comes out, I'm not allowed to replace that shelf, even though it's not screwed in, it's just put on top of the pegs. I'm not allowed to put that shelf back in on Shabbos. And I'm not allowed to put those pegs in on Shabbos either, because that all goes into the Isser Binyan. Like the Aruch HaShabbos writes, Aron Svarim, Sheyesh Bem Madafim, a Svarim shrank that has shelves, She'en Mechabarim Klal, Elam Menachem Gavi Vavim, it's put on top of pegs. Nira, he says, She'en Lahasir, Madif Ma'aron Lachzir Elav. He can't take it off and put it back on. He says, that's 40 saw big. It's too big. But if it's a keli, it's a different story. We'll talk about it at a different time. But if it's a big svarim shrank, which usually a big bookcase, it's also to replace a shelf on Shabbos.